This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sitting on 40. Kicks it, DiVincenzo. Three-pointer. Down it goes. Dante DiVincenzo puts the Knicks up three.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser filling in for Nick Costos alongside Ken Barkley, Rick Camp getting ready to join us here in moments. We're on Stadium. If you want to go to watchstadium.com, check us out there. We're also streaming live on the BetQL Network, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports. You can listen to us on Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. Ken, it's funny. We've talked so much about this Minnesota-Denver series as we were just getting some audio there from Knicks and Pacers last night. You forget what a great game that was. It came down.
A winning bet. The wire. Forgot what that looked like after the Denver game. Yeah, that was good. Man, that was a good one.
Exactly. So, Knicks up 1-0 in that series. Obviously, Minnesota up 2-0 in their series against Denver. OKC, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland get their series going underway tonight. And to talk about all that, we bring on our guest, Rick Camp, who you can follow on X at Rick C. Camp, betting analyst, 4for4 Bets and BetSperts, and the host of the I'm Fat podcast. Rick, always great having you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Was taken aback probably as much as anybody by that game two last night. And just
what do you mean?
That it was just a moon pounding from jump. And the fact that there wasn't even the that second of let up from Minnesota, just the fact they were able to sustain that without Rudy Gobert was as impressive as anything I've seen so far this postseason.
Yeah, totally. 106-80. I mean, you just kind of, it's that the score's on our screen right now. Obviously, if you're watching on Stadia, you just stare at it. You just go like, start shaking your head.
Like 15 points for a quarter from the Nuggets in any context is alarming.
Yeah. Yeah. The halftime score is 61-35. Like what? In Denver. In a situation where they're down 0-1. Like, I just, crazy stuff. And I mean, look, the market had Denver a big favorite in the game. It's not just that we're surprised. Like, the expectation was that Denver, Rudy Gobert didn't play in the game. It's pretty crazy. Rick, you said something right before we came on, and I agree, that you think, I forget the adjective that you used, like, that you thought, and I'll paraphrase, that this is a really interesting time in futures markets in the NBA. Look, we get super teams a lot. We get repeat champions a lot. We've had, you know, like Jordan and LeBron, we've had these eras of teams where it's like, you kind of know the Warriors, where it's like, you kind of know what it's going to be. And this doesn't feel anything like that. We've spent, I think, if people listen to the show so far, they get that. Why do you think it's so interesting? And have you come to any conclusions about what you want to do?
I think part of the reason that it's so interesting is just you have if people are completely discounting Denver at this point, like, hey, they're too hurt, you know, Reggie Jackson's been trying to play, but everybody knows that he's been playing through a lot of stuff, so he hasn't been as effective, and Murray similarly. But so if you're discounting Denver, in the West you have three teams that everybody is intrigued by to different degrees, but that don't have the full proof of concept to this point. And then you have Boston on the other side, who no one wants to believe the proof of concept that they've given in terms of being able to get to the finals. So it's really, what theory do you believe in most going the rest of the way? And I think that that's really interesting. I don't necessarily have any conclusions as of yet, because Oklahoma City played Minnesota really well in the regular season. So, like, you
is
know,
it just Boston? Is it as simple as it's just Boston? Like, I don't, we're talking about this to be fair to the market. We're talking about this like it's wide open, and the market is not like it's wide open. Like, Boston is a really heavy favorite. Now, part of that's because they're being, they have a buy into the next round, according to the betting market, that they're just going to advance. So it's path, not necessarily talent or like the price when we get to the finals. But like, is it just Boston? Like, I have to ask you that question. Like, PJ was very dismissive. He's like, no, like, I don't want that team. I'm indifferent at this point. Like, I'm trying to figure out what my next bet is. How are you on Boston?
Fairly indifferent. I think Minnesota has a better chance against Boston in a series than Oklahoma City, if it comes down to that. And if it's Dallas, probably still a lean towards Boston, but not a strong feeling in that
Kyrie
regard.
Revenge, like, series.
Yeah. Well, at least we know the Boston sage fans would be nice and adjusted for that. You know, they'll handle that so well.
Another Woj rant about betting and how it impacts everything. Yeah, so.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah, absolutely can't wait. Kyrie betting conversation, I mean, awesome. Let's just have the Minnesota ownership thing flare up again, and then we can hit the trifecta.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think Minnesota's size can, and just the volume of guys they can throw at Tatum and Brown, and like that they can have enough of them on the court for the different guys that can create for Boston, can create some issues. And then they've shown their ability to deal with, if Porzingis is back, his spacing and how they can still work Gobert in there. So I do think Minnesota has the best chance. I mean, I'm looking at like what I did in my portfolio, and I know it's obviously not a one-to-one for everybody. The one thing I feel great about is that I bet Northwest Division to win the title at like +290 or 3-1 before the playoffs started.
So if the Blazers won, you'd be great. Exactly. You'd be in really good shape. But
exactly. So that
Anthony
gave me
Simons
Denver,
takes it down.
Yeah, Denver, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City, all in one bet. Cool. And then just in the middle of game one, seeing how that was going, I bet Minnesota to win the West at 5-1. So I'm covered on Minnesota. But Oklahoma City or Dallas, I just don't know. And I don't know that I really want to attack them right now until seeing how that series starts, just because of how impressive Minnesota's looked in that specific context of that Denver matchup.
Yeah, Rick, I want to talk some more about that Minnesota-Denver game. Ken and I broke it down pretty much the entire first hour. Like, what specifically do you think surprised you most last night? Was it just how good Minnesota's defense was, especially without Gobert? Was it how rattled Denver looked, especially at home? Like, for all the talk about them being champions, right, and obviously winning last year, like, man, were they rattled. Whether it was the officiating or just things not going their way, the offense struggling, you had to point to like one thing that just shocked you most of what you were watching. What would it be?
Probably just how rattled they got. And maybe that dovetails with the frustration of Jamal Murray. And I think some of that is in how things were called, which I don't think it was as bad as Murray thinks as it was called, but also just probably frustration with his own body that he can't do everything he would like to do right now. Cause there were certain possessions where you're like, man, I feel like last year, Jamal Murray gets out of this specific situation, and that leads to like Jokic with the ball in a 5-on-4 or a 4-on-3, to where most of the time they're getting the basket, they're getting some sort of easy shot at the rim. But the thing is, the windows are so much smaller when they even get those looks. How many times were guys getting stuffed at the rim just because they double clutched on a catch or they didn't go up immediately? Like, just the pressure that Minnesota is putting on them has really taken them out of their rhythm. Because if you think about Jokic, you think about Murray, part of their genius together is their timing. And they just have not had that so far this series. And, you know, I don't know that it's going to get a ton better in Minnesota. They might be able to iron out a few things. And I don't think this is going to be a sweep by any stretch. But I just don't know if I would even think of laying like 4-1 for Denver to come back and win this series. It just doesn't seem likely at this point, considering how shallow they are and how Murray is still hurt. And if Jackson's out too, he's not that great a player, but he's got outsized importance for what they need.
Yeah. I mean, just, you look at the market for that series and you go like 4-1, 5-1, like, yeah, I mean, it can happen. Just like, would you click the button? It's just really tough. And you know, we're not trying to be prisoner of the moment. It's just, I mean, that's one of the toughest buttons to click after you watch that game. Last night is 106-80. They look done, and it's like, man, both games at home. It'll be interesting if they can get back in the series. You mentioned, Rick, Mavericks and Thunder, two teams where it's like, man, if they win, retro, like, not really sure what's going to happen here. Who do you have winning the series? It's priced almost even each way, like -120 Thunder. I think most places even money. Mavericks coming back, game one's tonight. Just can be, you know, how long the series goes, who you got. Any bets for you in that series?
I don't have any bets on the series. I do think it'll be Oklahoma City. So with me being pretty leery, even though I have that kind of a lean towards it, the prices make sense. Like, I think it does on a, from a series level. I just trust what Oklahoma City's been able to do, and Dallas losing Maxi Kleba to try and mix up some of what they do, I think is big. I don't know if it's going to end up being good or bad that they're actually going to be forced to play a traditional center 48 minutes in this game, unless they just go really dumb and are like, you know what, PJ Washington, you can protect the rim now. Congratulations. We've bestowed you with this skill that you haven't really shown before. So the fact you're going to get Gafford or Lively in there for the entirety of the series has me thinking one series. I like doing the series, you know, player to lead a certain stat category, and putting like a quarter of a unit on Gafford and a quarter of a unit on Lively to lead in rebounds. You know, MGM has the best prices on both of those. Gafford at 10-1, Lively at 18-1. They're going to cannibalize each other a little bit, but if one of them gets in foul trouble, you know, I think the other one could really take a step forward. And I think it'll be fascinating from Jason Kidd's perspective. Who's he going to default to in crunch time? Because last series, I felt like it should have been more Lively because of the bigger body. And that's what you needed against guys like Valanciunas and some of the bodies that New Orleans was able to throw at you. But against Oklahoma City, could you get by with Gafford more, who's just a little bit better in terms of his agility? Maybe. Or it's just, hey, we're trying to have Derek Lively step into this spot. So I want to play both of those early before maybe one of them emerges as the guy who's going to get upper 20s minutes as opposed to lower 20s minutes, or if they get weird, maybe in the high teens. So that's the first thing I'm looking at from a series bet for here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Talking with Rick Camp here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser along with Ken Barkley. This Boston-Cleveland series, Rick, Ken and I were talking about it yesterday. Boston's likely going to win. Is there anything that you would do, though, whether it may be a series spread, over under number of games, maybe the exact games? You're looking at, like, maybe a guy to lead the series in points or assists. Have you found a way that you want to get involved in Celtics-Cavs?
The market's just so heavy on Boston. There's no way to touch it unless you really think Boston's winning two games, or if you want to say it as Boston's going to putz around and lose two games and just, you know, make it interesting for themselves. I'm not touching that. Kind of similar to how I handle Gafford and Lively, the assist market, I just don't know if I can trust Darius Garland right now. And then how he's going to be defended in the series with either Holiday or White likely on him. I think there's, in the assist market, you know, most assists is Tatum. I got it 4-1, and then Drew Holiday at 12-1, and just put half of a unit on Tatum, and I put a quarter of a unit on Holiday. And just thinking, obviously, Tatum handles the ball more. His potential assists go up. He has the most potential assists in the first round for Boston. His assists tend to go up in the playoffs. And then just thinking, okay, Derek White's going to be targeted more for defenses. And if someone's probably going to be left alone, it's going to be more likely Al Horford or Drew Holiday. So is Drew Holiday going to be the outlet valve on some of these, you know, like inverted pick and rolls, to where he's going to get the ball where a lot of times a center would, to be able to distribute from there? That's kind of my thought with him at a longer number. His odds are very similar to Derek White, but I think White's probably going to be a little bit closer to a scoring role in this series. And Holiday's had the potential assist advantage on him by about a full potential assist a game down the stretch and in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think we were talking about this yesterday in the show. Like in a series, if you really think it's like a 4-0, then that opens up weird statistical stuff, because there might be blowouts, exactly, and there's not a lot of games. So like, there's not enough time for the averages to just kind of even out. It's like really, really interesting. If you think that series is going to be like, I'm not sure that series is going to be like that. I think Boston's going to win. I don't know if it's like a 4-0, but those markets are really fun and attackable. If you think it's a short series, if you think it's a 4-0, Rick, like hard 30 seconds here on Knicks Pacers, just a betting thought. How do you see the series playing out? Something you're interested in? 30, 45 seconds.
I think the Pacers acquitted themselves pretty well in game one, even with Tyrese Halliburton having a bit of a struggle. Still think the Knicks are going to win. I could see the Pacers getting two games. I don't know that I'm willing to bet on it at this point of a Pacers series spread, but I thought that they were able to do more than I expected them to be able to do. Keep an eye on trying to get the ball. Siakam got a lot of good seals, especially in transition. No matter who it was, if it was OG or on a switch, they need to hit OG or they need to hit Siakam on those more often. And I think that could be a big key for easy buckets for the Pacers.
Great stuff as always. He is Rick Camp. You can follow him on X at Rick C. Camp, betting analyst, 4for4 Bets and Bet Spurts, and the host of the I'm Fat podcast. Rick, always great having you on. Appreciate the time.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right, great stuff there from Rick. Game one between Oklahoma City and Dallas. Boston, Cleveland gets going tonight. Ken and I will break those games down later on in
Yeah, I bet
the
you like
show.
There? You had something you're like really confident in those games?
Not really. I was really confident.
I feel like
the
I'm on
Nuggets
Dallas.
Last...
I'm on Dallas in the series, and I think I just... Am I about to be like dead wrong? Like, is that what's about to happen? Like, I'm like very afraid for this game tonight. We'll see. We'll see how good the series bet's going to age.
The Nuggets, it feels like both of us were kind of like questioning everything. So we'll see. More You Better You Bet presented by BetMGM on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet presented by BetMGM on the BetQL network.